Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. as we talk Suns, as we talk Kings, as we talk Tyrese Haliburton. And the burn that we're all feeling right now as he continues to ball out. And, you know, I get it. But we're not alone, as we have other teams now hopping on the bandwagon, because this is what happens. And every team coming out is talking about, hey, we could have had Tyrese. And we could have had Tyrese. Do you believe a lot of that stuff that you see when, you know, now it's going to be everywhere?
Now every expert is like, oh, you know, Bob Myers out here saying, oh, we were going to take Tyrese. And then the Suns were, you know, the Suns are the only team that I think legitimately can pipe up about, man, we really should have drafted Tyrese. Everything was lined up there. Because Suns fans were clamoring for it. They had an old Chris Paul at that point. It made a lot of sense to just kind
of
bring him in.
Makes more sense than the Warriors.
Yeah, it does. And it was around the same time, too. I think Tyrese was 13. If I'm not mistaken, the Suns were 10 or 11 in that draft and ended up taking Jalen Smith, who, funny enough, both of those guys are now on the Pacers. But that's really the only team that I will say, yeah, you guys can probably pipe up about not taking Tyrese, because you probably should have taken him, and he was more so projected in that range. But this Warrior thing is just out of control, and I've been hearing it for years. It's not just like just because Bob Myers is on TV now that we're talking about it, and because Tyrese is popping, we're talking about it. The Warrior fans have been talking about this really since it became clear that James Wiseman wasn't it. It was, first it was LaMelo. It was, oh, I knew we should have taken LaMelo. LaMelo was always the pick.
Right.
Bob Myers is an idiot. Now it's kind of transformed into this, oh, we should have taken Tyrese Haliburton. Tyrese Haliburton was on all our boards. All Warrior fans knew.
The hardcore Iowa State fans.
We all knew. Yes. Yeah, Iowa State. We had Iowa State just on lock all day. Brock Purdy, and then we would switch immediately over to Tyrese by night. Yeah, that's how it went in the Bay. Every Bay Area bar and restaurant was playing Iowa State games.
I saw something earlier, and it was a turnover ratio, and it was comparing Haliburton to Steph Curry, and it said Haliburton to get the same this season to have the same turnover ratio as Steph Curry. It was something absurd. He'd have to turn the ball over, I think it was
like 30 straight times,
30 straight possessions to even get close to what Steph Curry's is. So maybe they could have used Tyrese Haliburton. And here is Bob Myers yesterday on the combined broadcast, the ESPN half of the combined broadcast, talking about the scouting process with Haliburton, how they ended up not picking him.
That workout was a few miles from here in Vegas.
With Tyrese.
Myself, yeah. Steve Kerr, Joe Lacob. And he did what he does. He made a ton of shots. And we looked at each other and we said, he might be pretty good. A different kind of shot. We'll go to the set shot.
Funky shot.
But he made them all. What bothers me more than anything was his workout was good. When we met with him after, I should have known then, because of who he is as a person and as a leader. Because you meet with people, you talk to them, that conversation left a mark because of how smart he is and how confident. It's not fake. It's not arrogant. It's confidence. And so, Woj, when you talk about players wanting to play with him, that's real. Because he's a great player. He's showing us now he's a great player, and this is a fantastic stage for him. But more than that, there's a lot of great players in the NBA that people do not want to play with. There's a lot of them. You are a great player and a great person, then people want to play with you. So he's doing it. I'm thrilled for the Pacers. I'm thrilled for that community. That's a basketball town. And they're lucky to have this guy. And we're lucky to be able to watch him 30 minutes from now, because he deserves it. He's earned this stage.
Enough.
Yeah. Get out of here.
And to your point, he went 12.
I should have known.
Can you imagine if they didn't pick LaMelo? They decided to not pick LaMelo or James Wiseman, who the Warriors still can't find anybody to do anything over 7 foot. By the way, Kevon Looney, we love Kevon Looney. Great story. He's starting to fall off, right? They're starting to see, oh, we can't play two dudes that can't score?
Yeah.
No, you can't. Not
can't
in
that.
This league. Yeah. So you draft James Wiseman. That was a miss, okay? And I have my own feelings about Bob Myers, and you talk about overrated, underrated, or properly rated, but that's a conversation for a different day. But now all of a sudden, I should have known. Okay, so here you go.
The Timberwolves, no, Timberwolves got Anthony Edwards. So the Warriors should have known. The Hornets, LaMelo Ball, should have known. The Bulls, Patrick Williams, should have known.
Yikes.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, number five, Isaac Okoro, should have known.
Yep.
The Hawks at six, Onyeka Okongwu, should have known. Pistons, Killian Hayes, goodness gracious.
Yikes.
Really should have known.
Probably could have taken
the
Tyrese
Knicks,
there.
Obi Toppin, who is now on the Pacers. Should have known. Wizards, Denny Avdia, who's actually been playing better.
Yeah, he's playing better.
Should have known. Jalen, this is where it gets real, to your point. At 10, Jalen Smith instead of Tyrese. The Spurs.
It's interesting.
You know, David Vassell
instead
of Tyrese. That's where it gets real.
Yeah. That's where it's like, that's like, because again, it's not like Tyrese had no hype. There were a lot of people who were aboard the Tyrese Halliburton hype train. It was just a lot of people did worry about that shot form. A lot of people didn't think that a shot was going to be able to translate to an NBA level. I kind of thought the same thing. I had a similar thought process with Alonzo, honestly, was the one that I kind of compared his shot to when it came to just an unorthodox release that I felt like might impact other parts of his game. But to Tyrese's credit, I mean, he figured all that stuff out and also showed that his playmaking is different. Like, his playmaking, I think, is the thing that sets him apart. But to me, there's so many teams on that list. I mean, the Detroit Pistons. Like, man, if they would have had Tyrese instead of Killian Hayes, where would they be right now?
And Jaden Ivey. I mean, the Detroit Pistons are a complete disaster.
Yeah.
They're a disaster.
They're horrible. They're horrible.
They're a disaster.
I mean, yeah, what? They still haven't won, right? They still haven't won since October.
You can just guess that they haven't.
Yeah. I mean, that's
terrible.
And they're paying Monty Williams more than I think any other coach, except for I think Pop just got an extension or a pay raise this offseason. I don't know what they're doing because they've got your boy. I mean, we were just talking about
James Wiseman. James White.
Like,
can't get off the pond.
They're trying to decide. I saw the other day they're in a spot right now in Detroit where they're barely playing Marvin Bagley, but they're also on a game-to-game basis making a decision of, are we giving Bagley these developmental minutes or are we giving them to James Wiseman? That's where both of those guys are at in their career, and that's also where the Pistons are at as a team.
That's
where
so bad.
They're trying to get anything from anybody, and they're very much the island of misfit toys for sure, where it's, you got your – well, if you don't want them, we'll take them, and we'll try and make it work out here. We had Corey Joseph for a couple years. I feel like Alec Burks is still kicking around in the league on that Detroit team. It's it's terrible.
He's kind of got a bag, though.
Did you guys see that sign for every time the Detroit Pistons win, you get 5 free boneless wings at a place in Detroit?
That's so bad.
It's at Wingstop.
Okay, yeah, I didn't want it. Yeah,
that's so bad.
So they've gotten 10
they probably
wings.
Would have won if it were fire wings.
10
to
wings,
be honest.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
So bad.
That's
and,
not great.
You know, and that's why when that's why I got spicy when you used the B word bust with Kuminga.
Sure,
because to me,
someone said Bagley once a king, always a king.
Yeah,
come on, where's that energy?
There was same energy.
Standing O,
standing O.
He definitely
standing
got
O.
something standing
because James Wiseman is bust.
Yes.
That's not even
undeniably,
debatable.
Right.
We have, you can,
he can't play NBA
there are
basketball.
Debatable busts out there.
Sure.
But James Wiseman, that is not even.
That's not it. That is not it.
And, you know, I thought, injuries, maybe he could figure it out. Another lefty, had a 3-point shot.
Just to take us back to that moment in time, let's try and not be hindsight 2020. Mm-hmm. What did you, even in that moment, understand the thought process? Like, did you understand the Warriors picking of James Wiseman at that time? Like, were you for it?
I did. I personally, right, because this was the year. Oh, cool. Like, when your team, the only good thing about when your team stinks is that you get to play GM, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm going back. So, my draft board that year, I wanted LaMelo. I had this whole thing where if the Warriors had drafted LaMelo and they would still have Jordan Poole, it would go from the Splash Bros to the Dash Bros because they'd be extremely fast. It would be a lot of fun. Didn't end up working out, and Warrior fans were not very happy with that take. You talk about LaMelo in the Bay, and it's, no, he doesn't play this style of basketball, and it's this, it's that.
Crazy.
So I was good
it
with LaMelo.
So fun.
I was good with LaMelo. The other two guys on my list was Patrick Williams and Denny Avdia.
Yeah.
Because I liked Avdia's ability, you know, kind of a stretch four type deal.
Right.
I thought that's what they, both two wings that the Warriors are missing. So those were my guys in that draft. I did not want James Wiseman.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I got the why the Warriors wanted to do it. They felt like the thing that they've been missing this whole time is a big man. Like, they're like, if we can get a post presence on top of the gravity that we're allowed to have,
how could this miss?
From the perimeter, it was a little bit of hubris of there's no way this guy isn't going to hit. Forget all of the fact that he's incredibly inexperienced, he played two college basketball games, and then even in high school playing games. Like, it was a hubris pick. I understood the logic, but then it made a lot. I still don't understand the why Warrior fans were so adamant that LaMelo Ball wasn't going to be a fit. I understand
they're crying over Halliburton.
Right.
Crying over Halliburton. Are they the same exact player? No, but it's hilarious to me. It really is hilarious to me, but that's what's going to happen. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, not Derek Carr, but his brother had some things to say about Jalen Hurts. Okay, is Jalen Hurts now falling out of grace? And one last thing, Chris, we could talk about this more after the break. You look at two guys where you thought there was no way it couldn't work, James Wiseman and Trey Lance, and both of them got shipped out of the Bay Area. No, Nate, don't look at me like that. He's big. If Jimmy Garoppolo can do this, how could it not work out with Trey Lance? That was the thought. No, you can talk when we get back. You're giving me the Dame Lillard. We got to go. You're giving me the time. All right, Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. It has been quite the show. We have 45 more minutes with you. Quite the show. A lot of Halliburton talk. And, you know, at some point, that's the thing. There are topics that will eventually be played out, and you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about it. And I think that's the most difficult thing about the Tyrese Halliburton thing. If he takes over the league and he's just a headline, the same way we talk about Luka, the same, and look, yeah, technically the Kings passed on Luka, but way we talk about any other star, there is no way. It will be very hard for radio hosts and content creators and even just fans watching a game at a restaurant or your local spot to watch Halliburton and not have that conversation.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Which is worse, though, Luka or Halliburton? Because Luka has been a prevalent issue.
Halliburton wore King's jersey. Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think because the Luka thing is kind of morphed into, well, there's a couple, you know, the Suns passed on Luka too.
Yeah, people miss all the time.
You know, the Hawks,
Timberwolves missed on
the Hawks
Steph
actually
Curry
technically
twice.
The Hawks technically drafted Luka.
Like, well, Warriors missed on Halliburton.
Yeah.
Warriors missed on Halliburton.
That's what I've heard.
Oh yeah. And we hear here on the text line 916-339-1140. You want to be a part of the conversation. 916 is saying Bob Myers didn't say anything about why they didn't draft him. Yeah, but Bob Myers is a politician. He might be a – we were talking about Harrison Barnes. He could run for office at some point because he says a bunch of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
He looks like a politician.
He does.
He kind of does.
Him and Gavin Newsom definitely.
I was
going to
say
like
they look like brothers. That's what I was going
to
say.
They could be bros. 916 goes on to say, sounds like he wanted to come out and say that Lakeup made us – draft Wiseman. Probably.
What the Warrior fans are saying.
Probably.
Yeah, and I don't know if
he's
it's
not
going to
say that on air, though.
I don't know if it's agenda or what, but yeah, I definitely saw a lot of Warrior fans saying that same thing, that it's very clear that it was either Kerr or it was Laika, but somebody really was convinced of James Wiseman, and to me, that kind of does feel like ownership.
How could that be? He played two games.
I mean, there was a lot of hype around James Wiseman. Like, James Wiseman was in the same conversations coming out of high school as guys like Chet Holmgren and Imani Bates. Like, he was an incredibly highly touted high school prospect for his two-way ability, too. That was the thing, is he was a guy who could block shots. He was a legitimate 7-foot. He could run, but he could also shoot the three was what they were sold on. And, you know, I think we ended up seeing his NBA career. He was just too much of a Bambi. Like he just he looked like he
even
was
grab a
raw prospect.
He was just eating buttered popcorn before every game, just slipping out of his hands. So I'm looking up here. I'm trying to remember. So I see Kyrie Irving. I'm just trying to compare because obviously James Wiseman, was it two or three games that he played for Memphis? Shout out Penny
Hardaway.
It was
no more than three. It was definitely no more than three.
So I'm looking here just to compare.
Kyrie Irving played 11. Yeah.
Kyrie Irving played 11. And I'm trying to look up because this happens all the time. So Michael Porter Jr.
Is that
Michael
why
Porter Jr. played three?
Yeah, wow.
Is
Michael
that why Porter he wears 11, or is that just coincidence?
Coincidence. I think it's coincidence. Yeah.
So they do this. This happens. You take chances. Michael Porter Jr., who I think the
difference is though, Michael Porter Jr. fell. Like Michael Porter Jr. was a top three pick. Mm-hmm. Again, I've talked the Kings heavily considered still taking Michael Porter Jr. at number two.
Yeah.
But. Eventually, what happened is, with the inexperience and with the injury he had, people just felt like it wasn't worth it. The problem with James Wiseman is you had similar questions, really without the injury. You still had questions of what even is this guy and how raw he is. The Warriors just didn't let him fall.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point.
He needed to go to a situation where he really could have had two full seasons of just being thrown out there and letting him gain experience. But the problem was, went to a Warriors situation where he was asked to be a very specific role, and that role really wasn't his game at all. Like, they needed him to be almost like a traditional big man who could shoot. They wanted him to be Brook Lopez, essentially, and the guy is a lot more like dollar store Anthony Davis.
He would shoot the three ball at a decent clip, but he was just kind of the tallest tweener that we've ever seen. And going back to LaMelo, you know, I do wonder, because let's not forget, I mean, LeVar had the thing with Molly. He was on Colin Cowherd. He had a lot of weird situations. He was talking about, I think at one point he compared LaMelo or Lonzo to Steph because Lonzo was already in the league. So let's not forget how much of a loudmouth he kind of was. Yeah. At that time.
And I
would wonder, as LaMelo.
And LaMelo's college thing wasn't smooth either.
It was not smooth.
With the overseas.
Right. And I would wonder, as much as LaMelo, I believe, got the bag or is about to get the bag, as much as I'm sure LaMelo is cool with it, I wonder if there's any small part of LeVar that thought, even though he is LeVar and he had three boys at one point touch the NBA floor, I wonder if he thinks if I had chilled out a little bit, maybe LaMelo is on the Warriors. You know what I mean?
Right.
And maybe we're
who
talking about championships.
Who knows where Lonzo would have gone, too.
Yeah.
Lonzo maybe goes, like, one in that draft.
Yeah,
who
knows?
Two. Who knows?
But I don't think you're ever going to, number one, just LeVar in general, but I don't think you're ever going to get any regrets from somebody who got three sons in the NBA.
No,
all right,
that dude did it.
Got to get to a break. We'll get to that David Carr sound because we also have the dog segment. And I do want, Nate, I just real quickly, I saw how you looked at me for the Trey Lance thing. Here's the thing. It all comes back to Brock Purdy because Trey Lance, we thought, now I will say this, Trey Lance did not have Christian McCaffrey. But I would argue that even without Christian McCaffrey, what we would have seen from Brock Purdy would have looked better than what we did see from Trey Lance. So I do think that Trey not looking as good as we thought does help the Brock Purdy argument, because when people say anybody could do what Brock is doing, we saw Trey in this offense, and no, they didn't have Christian McCaffrey, which is a really good weapon, but the running game was still elite. So,
and the defense was elite.
But the thought process of bringing Trey in, there were reports that the Niners, when they traded up to three, they did not have a quarterback in mind. They figured any of these, because it was supposed to be a good quarterback class, ends up being awful. They figured any of these guys got to be better than Jimmy G. And maybe Trey would have been, but I don't think he would have looked like Brock.
No, and it was going to take time, too, with him, for
sure.
And that's maybe not a luxury they had. They wanted the luxury of having the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then all I said to you in break was, I've kind of forgot about Trey already, and that's because of Brock. Brock's made me forget Trey pretty much, and the mistake that
was. Not just you.
Yeah, not just me, no. And if you compare that to kind of the Halliburton situation, it's like there hasn't been a guy to make us forget about Halliburton yet. And Halliburton's making a splash. Like, Trey Lance isn't doing anything.
Mm.
Wiseman isn't doing anything. So I don't know.
Yeah, that, well, LaMelo, he just can't stay healthy. I know we got to get to
LaMelo's different. Yeah.
Yeah, I know we got to, well, and we're not counting Anthony Edwards because he went one, right? So
yeah.
I know we got to get to a break. Yeah, the last thing is, and I don't know that you can, I don't know if NFL has the same rules as NBA when, you know, when the Cowboys traded for Trey or whatever, but the fact that we saw this many backup QBs, maybe the Cowboys weren't able to move him, but the fact that nobody has called for Trey, and I would say, just to keep it safe to go into next season, if the Cowboys don't get any calls for Trey, I think that kind of tells us everything that if you're a Niner fan, you may have feared not knowing. I mean, somebody got a call. You got Tommy DeVito, you got Tyler Badgett, you got guys that just came out of nowhere, and Trey can't get a snap?
There's too many other factors, too. It's like he hasn't played.
Right.
So, like, why are you going to take a risk on that? You know, what is Dallas going to want?
They're like cars. There's a new line of cars coming.
That's a great example. I don't even know if you were considering this when you made that analogy, but like cars can't sit forever. If cars sit forever, they rot and the gaskets go bad and they just get worse. So like if Trey's just sitting there, I hate to say he's rotting, but he's not getting better. He's arguably just getting worse.
All right. I know we got to get to a break now. When we get back, David Carr has some things to say about Jalen Hurts and the dog segment. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Comfortable.
Live and local.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Styles and Watkins. Sacktown Sports. Taking you up to 2 p.m. 30 more minutes with ya until, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. You guys seen that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's 007.
Yeah. I feel like Kyle always points out that kid, or is it you?
Oh, that's right. No, it's definitely Kyle.
Always points out that guy went. No, he went to Davis.
Oh, Davis.
I love being mixed up like that.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Ah, well, you guys are pretty much
Daniel
the same person.
Craig, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the weekend.
The weekend.
It's you like great. The weekend? His music?
I never got why that was such a meme, the Daniel Craig.
I think it just gets played every Friday. Yeah. Now that I would call that, we were talking about basic radio and how Nick Wright was mad about the Thanksgiving thing. Is that basic radio just playing the weekend every Friday, or do you like it?
I think it's funny. I think it's clever. Yeah. And like it is something to look forward to. Definitely. It's like when I see that, it is truly like, because sometimes,
right.
I mean, I do be forgetting it's Friday. Like, we're off at 2, like, every day. It's kind of a weird time. Yeah. Like, it kind of feels like we have a lot of time off anyway between our days.
You have a cool job, too.
Yeah, it's so hard.
That's right. You know,
every day feels like a Friday for us.
Well, I was going to say quite the opposite. Yeah. Having a baby, I also forget when it's Friday because it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't matter,
I'm not
hitting
these streets. Yeah. Right?
There's no such diapers. What's a Friday night to Tuesday night for you?
You know, it's okay. It's Friday. I'm sure somebody
means you can sleep in maybe the next day, but I guess not even with the child, right?
No, she does not care what day it is. She will be
What time are you at right now with your wake-ups?
So, yeah, it's 6:45 to 7.
Is it pretty consistent?
Every
at least?
Day.
Okay.
Every
At least
day.
There's that, right? Because some children
doing,
are pretty unpredictable.
No, we have it good.
That, right?
We have it good, but what she's been doing is this weird tossing and turning at about 4 a.m.
Okay. So you got the monitor? You got like an actual video monitor or just the audio?
No. We see her rolling around.
Gotcha.
So we'll have to put the pacifier in at about 4 a.m. and hopefully the diaper isn't too heavy. If it is, you got to change her. And then all of a
sudden,
put
her back to sleep.
Right,
too.
Right. So most nights she's pretty good.
You guys got a good system. Not trying to get too deep into, you know,
I
don't want to.
I'll be honest. The percentage of who's getting up on those, it's
the 4 a.m.
is probably
tough.
Wifey 60, me 40.
Okay.
I think she'd
agree
with
that. Oh, okay, she would agree with that.
She might go 70-30, but I think she'd agree to 60-40.
Okay.
I think so.
Do you make it up with anything? You dinner or something like that?
Yeah,
like you a dishes guy,
right.
Laundry guy?
You're going to a lot of Kings games, too.
That's right.
We got a lot of favors that we got to
Right, so
make
what
up
we'll
for.
Do is if we're going to a King, if the Kings have a game, and obviously I'm going, than, hey, you want to go work out, and you'll take the morning workout.
Sure.
I'll take the morning workout.
Right.
You go, and then I'll watch her while you do what you need to do.
Right.
And that's how we figure it out. But yeah,
that's good.
I've heard some horror stories of people's kids, because she is 7 months. I've heard horror stories of people nearing two and still getting up multiple times
really?
In the night.
Oh,
so we definitely got, because I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
This is the only child that I have.
Right.
So yeah, apparently it can be bad. Yeah. So I am
and
thankful.
People just keep rolling the dice, man. People like Philip Rivers, they're like, you know, that last child was pretty easy. Next one's going to be easy too,
I
right?
I have no clue. Like, number one, like we said, you got to be rich. But even so, anything, yeah, I don't, it's, because it's a lot.
Can you imagine having two at once?
You don't got to be rich.
What if they were 12?
For 12?
Yeah, like, you don't have to.
A lot of people just.
Unfortunately, a lot of people who aren't, who are the opposite
of rich. Depends on the level of life that I guess you want. All right, let's get to this sound, because it is crazy how things can escalate and de-escalate so quickly in the NFL. And David Carr, who is, talk about bust. Was a bus himself. David Carr had some things to say.
Bad situation, though, too.
Texans wasn't
That's
great.
What we're doing?
I'm not trying to defend this guy.
No. I don't disagree with that, but if we're going to do that, now we have to say, okay, what would he have been?
Jamarcus Russell, too. It's like,
Now we have to say, would he have been Tom? If he was on the Patriots, would he have been Tom Brady?
Yeah.
I don't think the swing is that.
Play the sound. Play the sound.
I think the only way that they get there, to Imrob's point, is Jalen is 100% and he is that dynamic weapon in the run game, because that creates your offense on the outside and your one-on-ones. Clearly, Jalen isn't comfortable reading through a defense in a drop-back pass scenario. Some would say he's not even good at it. And I think that when you look at this team, you have to have a serious conversation if you're Philly. And you have to really say, is it better for us to play Marcus Mariota right now and let Jalen get fully healthy? Ooh. Because I would argue that it does not matter if you're the number one seed. Because if the 49ers come into Philly again, they do not care. No. They do not care. If raining in Philly, doesn't matter.
The top comment on this tweet, Jalen Hurts with a torn ACL is still better than a healthy Marcus Mariota. I might have to agree with that.
Well, no, but that's the whole thing. The health thing is whatever, right?
David Carr 0-for-2 in careers is tough.
Yes. No, you could argue the health thing. But the reading defenses thing, when Jalen Hurts performed very well from the pocket last season, right? He does scheduled runs, right? Or designed runs more so than scrambles. So to have that platform and say that just felt lazy to me. And I'm not going to get into the nooks and crannies of it, but I just feel that there are a lot of other quarterbacks that haven't done half of what Jalen Hurts has done in his career. And David Carr just wouldn't have said that. I don't have
That's
to say
wild.
Why he wouldn't have said that.
That's
I think
wild.
You can read between the lines.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty wild thing to say. I don't know how you could confidently say that. I mean, that's just an insane thing to say. I mean, like, this is a guy who we're talking about is at least before last week was at the top of the MVP conversation.
Right.
It's ridiculous. And I know he's trying to frame it as no, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is a bad quarterback. I'm saying he's not healthy.
This is the piece of it that he's not good at.
No, that's ridiculous, dude. Like, this guy is playing at a ridiculous level in one big blowout, as you've perfectly pointed out this week, in the middle of just a gauntlet of impossible matchups. Come on.
Like, he just didn't have to
ridiculous.
Say it.
Yeah.
He could have stuck with the health thing. It almost sounded like he pivoted
right, just
a little
say
bit.
Yeah, he's not healthy.
I think he got scared of what he said.
Yeah, I think he got scared. I think he started out
there.
This is what I'm saying.
What he should be asking is something along the lines of,
who let the dogs out?
There you go.
Who let the dogs out?
Nicely done.
We're just up against it here.
No, I hear ya. Now, technically, we're giving, just because we're trying to get the vibes right, we're going Who Let the Dogs Out, even though there was no W.
Right.
But we got to get the vibes
right. I didn't know that was the rule.
No. Sometimes you got to know your audience, and Nate knows what we need. So I'm going to get going here. From the Sack Chat, we have Dwayne Baker. HB is my dog tonight. This feels like a Barnes game. You know, I could see that little underman for the Suns take advantage of that.
Right. Especially if Keegan doesn't play.
Now, we did talk about a little chip on his shoulder with Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant's not playing, so that changes a little bit. But hopefully for Dwayne Baker, Harrison Barnes, ball's out. I will go next here. I know I said I was going to leave him alone, but I'm going to go back because I'm going to power through. Tonight, in the heat of Phoenix, you will get the Herder Heater. Tonight's the night. Trust
me on this
one. In the desert. In the desert. Kevin Herder. The
swampy desert.
The swampy desert.
Red velvet.
Yeah, red velvet for three.
Smooth.
In Death Valley. Smooth as the other side of the red velvet cake. Chris,
everyone knows the other side of the cake.
The red velvet cake. Smoothest. Oh, yeah.
The
everybody
bottom.
Knows.
The
yeah.
bottom. So the smooth. Bottom. The bottom of the cake. Chris, go.
My dog, who will my dog of the day be? Should I not complicate this? I'm not going to complicate this. Let's keep it easy. I'm not going to go De'Aaron. Let's go Malik. I mean, okay. It just feels like, yeah. you know, him and De'Aaron have both been on fire. I think they still have the streak of combining for 50 points between the two of them.
That's great.
It's either 40 or 50 they've combined for in like six straight games. He's been ridiculous. I would love to see him go toe-to-toe with a shooter like Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier, it feels like tonight is a night where the Kings bench has to step up. There's no excuse for the Kings bench to be outscored by the Suns bench. And, of course, Kings bench is led by that guy, Malik Monk. So I'm gonna say the Monk Yard Dog leads the dog of the game.
There you go. Nate, who's your dog?
Keegan
Murray.
Might not even play.
Not even play, but he's my dog.
If
he's
he does,
he's
okay,
power
you need
through.
A contingency yeah. plan.
Contingency plan?
Like the Giants. Yeah.
JaVale McGee!
Yeah! Amid Rock agrees with you yeah. from the Sack Chat. McGee oh, with nice. Three blocks.
Nice.
There yeah. you go. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, we have crosstalk with Whitey Gleason. The Drive Guy, Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. We are joined by one half of the Drive Guys, Whitey Gleason. You will be joined by Kyle Draper after this show in about 15-ish minutes.
He's probably in position now. Hopefully he's in San Francisco today. That's where he's going to have pregame duties for the Kings and the Suns. I have a dog question for you guys. You just did your dog segment.
Sure.
If I may.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have heard this. Maybe you've talked about it. I listened all day, but I didn't hear everything. Ohtani right now apparently is on his way to Toronto.
Yeah. Allegedly.
And nothing has been signed, yep. supposedly. But, you know, he's got the dog that either he hasn't shared the name yet,
yeah.
or maybe he hasn't named the dog. Mm-hmm. So if he goes to the Blue Jays, does he have to name his dog Drake?
Ooh.
Well, no. I heard the opposite. I heard Pablo Torre said he has named the dog.
Right, I know, but it could be one. I'm not sure which one it is.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Well, to me, it makes more sense. I'm not going to name the dog till I sign
exactly,
somewhere.
Exactly.
Sure.
Like, Pablo Torre is like, oh, he named the dog, but he's not telling people the name of the dog because it's one of the teams he's considering.
Yeah.
What? So I don't get that. But to answer your question,
what do you name his dog? Mookie?
Drake. But yeah. Right. Or what? Or Lucille? I don't know.
Yeah,
for the Giants,
yeah.
I have no clue. But you know, shout out Lucille.
Ozer? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to think of more. Willie Mays? I don't know. I don't know. But to answer your question, Drake would be in play. And now, I don't
That's
know what type
one.
Of music that Shohei listens
probably,
to.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
I could see Shohei listening to some Drizzy.
It'd be tough not to. I mean, he kind of slips into everything that it's like, you know, he's probably, has anyone checked Shohei's Spotify Wrapped?
And even if he hasn't, and I have no idea whether he has or not, what a great way to endear yourself with the citizens,
right.
your new fans.
Right.
Oh, my dog is named Drake. Oh,
right.
He gets us.
Right. right. I mean, Shohei is 29 years old. So unless it's really that type of music just really isn't his cup of tea. He's right in the real house, in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
So are you done? Are you even thinking about Shohei to the Giants? Are you even?
I didn't think that was ever going to happen. It still may, but it never quite added up to me.
I had the Bay brainwash going, so I thought maybe. But that was when the Giants were doing very well. What was that, in the summer? And I thought, hey, some young pieces. Shohei can take them over the top. And then the one team in the division nobody was really thinking about, like, well, besides the Rockies because they're terrible. But the Arizona Diamondbacks turn into the hot team.
Right.
And they go to the World Series. So I thought it was possible as the Giants. I said the Giants had to make the playoffs to be in the conversation for Shohei. And they didn't make the playoffs. So
right.
That is what it is. Shohei, I was telling Chris, I'll never forget. I'm sure you saw it too, Whitey. I'll never forget Shohei in that World Baseball Classic speech and how I didn't understand a word he was saying, but I got chills because that guy is a dang winner and he wants to win. And because of that, and because he is 29, there is no way he was going to a team like the Giants who is not in a position to compete at the highest level.
I can relate to that because I've been in Japan the last 2 weeks and people were talking and I didn't understand them and I got chills because I was like, I don't know what they're saying. Are they talking about me? Do they want me
different
to do
type
something?
Of chills.
What do I do?
Yeah.
don't know what you're saying.
Right.
Hey, can I do something for my friend Chris real quick?
Maybe? Yeah.
Okay. Because you are my guy. You know
yes.
That. Okay. So you got to trust me. I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you in your mind's eye. Mm-hmm. I want you to hang on to a string I'm handing you and the string is attached to a balloon that's floating.
Wow.
Okay. It's a big purple balloon you got.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on to that tight because inside that balloon is all the jealousy, the worry, the anger, the fear that Halliburton might become, you know, the greatest player ever.
Yeah.
So now I want
feels
you to
like the balloon's getting pretty big.
Take a deep breath. And as you let that breath go, I want you to let that balloon go, baby. Let it go.
Well,
let
now I'm falling. I'm falling.
No,
oh, my gosh.
You're
I'm falling.
It's not holding
you. Oh, my gosh. Is there a trampoline
this
down here?
This is terribly wrong.
Yeah, this is not it. That was not. That did not make me feel better
I'm sorry.
At all.
It was supposed to make you feel
it
better.
Did not
let all
make
those
me
feelings
feel better.
Go.
No,
sorry about that.
No,
that you
still,
were plummeting to the earth.
Still feels like I'm plummeting down to the earth. And, we're still talking about Tyrese Halliburton.
Wow.
And it's just the beginning.
Well, I appreciate you trying.
It almost worked. The balloon was a nice visual, and then
but then it just lifted,
and then
you
it popped,
up.
And
to be a spectacle this weekend in that game, Halliburton and LeBron.
Oh my god!
It is going
it's
to
be nuts.
It's gonna be a showdown,
Gus.
Yeah, that's
what's
right.
What's up, Gus?
Yeah, Gus is
in the this
again.
One's actually in the desert too.
In the desert of Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, LeBron. That's pretty good, huh?
It's not bad. That's not bad.
It's something.
Whitey, would you rather listen to my Gus Johnson impression or eat an oatmeal raisin cookie?
Gus Johnson.
There's no other?
No.
There's no third option.
There's zero other option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to tell it.
Spoke volumes.
I'm going to do both at the same time.
That's right.
And then what else could ever harm me if I can get through that?
Oh, wow. Oh, you know, Whitey's coming
falling
a little bit,
from a balloon.
You know,
hurts
and I'm
bad.
Not going to say, but I will say this.
Uh-oh.
I will
on a Friday,
say this.
He's just going to drop this bomb.
I'm not going to say it. Whitey comes in, and I'm not going to say what Chris and I were talking about. I will give you a hint. It was something where Chris and I got a little bit spicy. Right? Whitey comes in, he goes, I got to admit, what you guys were talking about, today's not the day, but I have some thoughts on it too. I don't think it'll be today.
I mentioned it a couple days ago myself.
Whitey is in a spicy mood, so everybody pay attention to that. Just pay attention because the drive, guys, might be a spicy drive home. So thank you for listening. Chris Watkins, Nate Littlefield, thank you for doing your thing as well. Alan Stiles, you have the drive guys up next. Kyle Draper, remote. He will be remote talking
let
to you as well.
Go, Chris. Let
and,
it go.
And Whitey falling. Gleason, a good weekend. We will talk to you Monday. Until next time, secure the bag, light the beam.
What?